Welcome to another episode of Thy Kingdom Pod. I'm John Ramsey, and this is the last of the three special episodes where I get to talk with some of our secure CCWs about what it means to train, mobilize, and serve. We talked about the transformative journey of being sent out to share the gospel, focusing on the comprehensive training that shapes this path from the critical process of training for cross-cultural environments to mobilizing local churches and serving communities through experiential learning. Our guests really shed light on the flexible and multifaceted approach that we at TMS Global employ to equip individuals for meaningful engagement. So join us for our discussion on how activities and shared experiences can break down barriers, foster growth, and prepare individuals for the challenges and opportunities of serving across cultures. Whether it's through language teaching, coaching, or engaging in leadership exercises, training and mobilization are not just about imparting knowledge, but about creating a space for mutual learning and transformation. This is not just a conversation about the mechanics of cross-cultural work. It's a reflection on the journey of growth, leadership, and the communal pursuit of making a meaningful impact.
Okay, so TMS Global stands for Train, Mobilize, Serve now. It used to be something else, obviously. And we've kind of gone through a few phases. We wanted to kind of see what you all think of, how you understand and apply that train, mobilize, and serve. So obviously it goes over a lot of different ways that can be interpreted and applied, even within TMS itself. So I just kind of want to know, what are y'all's thoughts on that train, mobilize, and serve?
I mean, the first thing I think of is just how we've been set, right? So training was a big piece of entry into cross-cultural work.
Right.
We didn't know a lot about where we were going, exactly what it was going to look like. And so we wanted to be trained well. And so that really drew us to TMS. And as we've continued our journey, we've also seen that as a critical piece to how we share the gospel. It's about training people up in life and walking with them. So that idea of training and then mobilizing to the same extent, that this isn't something that we're just on our own doing, but raising up leaders around us and training through all aspects of life. You know, that's in TMS's training, there's you know, things hitting on everything from what you do with your children to you know, what it looks like to engage in spiritual warfare. So you know, it covers a very broad base. And we love walking along people who are engaging in those same kind of ideas, full life, transformation.
I think we've seen it too in the, like, with the positive and maybe the not so positive aspects of right, those that are sent out into the field with some form of training. Or those that haven't been able to be a part of a training, and just the long-term health of those workers and impact of their ministries and just the life that they lead in the field. It's not to say that training equates to no problems in the field or completely healthy living,
right?
But just the way that it allows you then to have a different perspective and maybe spirit in terms of mobilizing and then serving alongside the people.
You mentioned, I love this, you guys talked about what you do on the field where you serve is training itself. Is it's not just the thing we do here for TMS training people to go out. You are actually training and mobilizing the local church there. Can you talk a little bit more about what that looks like for you all?
Yeah, so I think a part of it for me, so like my language teacher, her family like leads one of the local churches where we live. And I'm not directly like hands-on involved in the local church. And yet through my language sessions, like I have had the opportunity to just grow in relationship with her and actually through coaching, right, ask her some questions like, it at no point has it been teaching, right? Like the training hasn't looked like teaching in that specific relationship, like not a passing on of information and knowledge, but just more shared experiences, shared life experiences. and coaching. And it's been beautiful to see like her leadership within their church, and how it has shifted over the 7 years that we've been there to where she's actually going out and coaching people in her congregation. She doesn't call it that, but that's what she's doing. And how she's helping to just build her disciples.
As far as TMS's training, with respect to training new CCWs, you've got this new program, the Facilitators in Training. And I know you're part of that. Are you also?
I am not.
Technically, no, you're okay. Not, but by default.
Right. We're not going to separate any people out, but okay.
Yep.
Can you tell me a bit about that and your thoughts and experience with that? I personally have loved it since I was invited into that.
Yeah.
It's been really cool.
It's been a blast for me because I feel like what has happened is, I don't want to call them old-time facilitators. That's not right.
Let's just call them old-timers. It's fine.
But we'll call them old-timers. Okay. So the old-time facilitators. I think it's been fun because we've been in the participant mode, right? But that's been so long ago. And you know people in the org, but then when you get to work with them in a different capacity, like it's just fun. So it's been fun for me. So that's, I think, the first thing. I think it's also been a growing season of, I'm best to share this, like to pass along content to like teach content. I mean, it's a deep value for me to then, am I living it out? And so I think that's another aspect of it that's been really beautiful. I think the other thing is that as TMS Global shifts, right, we're hopefully mobilizing like the next generation. And so there is some reality, just kind of like there is in like church leadership and youth ministry and things like that. Like as an organization, right, as the leadership of the facilitators get older, right? Like if you're mobilizing a younger crowd, sometimes you need a younger crowd, like in that facilitator role to kind of be a bridge, right? It's by no means is it saying like the wisdom and like wealth of knowledge and experience of those that come before us is pushed out. Like by no means, like absolutely not. But how to kind of keep that forward momentum as we pull in that next generation of those who are wanting to go and serve.
I think part of it is that we don't want to lose that.
Absolutely.
Especially as we get, talking about people who may retire in several years,
right.
We don't want to just lose that.
Right.
So having some of us be able to learn and then apply our own experiences.
Right. Yeah. Is
really valuable.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Got it. I love that you also have been able to bring in some of your, what you all do where you serve, some of your training and leadership exercises. Can you talk a little bit more about what you all do and how it's looked to bring some of that over here?
Yeah, so a lot of what we do is using activities, experiences, even hiking as opportunities to push people into their growth zone, give them an opportunity to stretch themselves, and in stretching, to be able to look through different lenses. And it opens up our worldviews, opens up questions, and lets us wrestle with, challenging concepts and wrestle just with how we challenge ourselves. We found it a great way to really just tear down barriers and walls that we don't realize are there. And it opens up the opportunity to have really good dialogue and to enter more quickly into that space where ideas are flowing, and gives you a little bit of an opportunity to look at yourself from some different angles as we work on a team. I think teamwork is a huge part of the future and upcoming generations. Learning to do that well is challenging for all of us. But these activities are a great way to start that. And just to prepare our brains to be stretched around new ideas and to be able to play with them in an experiential way. I think experiential learning allows you to just poke at ideas and see which ones stick and have this group communal ideology, communal out of that, you can wrestle with ideas that are much tougher on your own.
Yeah, I definitely like that.
Yeah. I think it also, something that just translates is by no means, like, we need that classroom learning time. But oftentimes, especially like we're sitting here, Macklin, right? And we've been here for several days, right? Or I guess coming up
on only almost 2 weeks now, yeah.
Right? And so, like, just thinking of, kind of how our minds and our bodies connect in the learning process, actually getting people involved in their learning, right, increases that learning retention. And so, like, that's something we do, you know, in our work overseas, and that just that kind of premise behind experiential learning, getting people actually physically involved in their learning environment and in the content, and just that seeing that increase then in the retention of those, like, lessons, right? And so down the road, it's solidified. It's maybe, this might be a stretch, but maybe it's even understood at a deeper level through just that, yeah, the experiential learning kind of process. So.
One thing I love about what you all do and how I've seen you all work with people is you're never, or at least it doesn't seem like you're ever coming to it with this idea of I'm going to do this activity and it's going to kind of make your mind moldable and I'm going to mold into what I want. You all are so participatory in it. Like, you're ready to be in there, melting your own minds, like stretching your own minds and participating. I love that. Mm-hmm. And in what you just said and what I've seen is you guys really have that focus on participation. You mentioned that shared experience. And I really appreciate that. And respect, honestly, it's been helpful to me as I've worked on my own, you know, teaching and training, which is some of it's been more on the conceptual end. But still, it's
really helpful.
Yeah, but it's really helpful to kind of come to it saying, okay, I'm gonna try to get myself into the same space and be willing to have my own perspective shifted and reworked and rewired a bit in participation with the group. And it's really cool.
Yeah, it creates a lot of. So it allows everyone to be both teacher and student, which is good because we often, in the midst of doing an activity, find ourselves going, yeah, never thought of that before. Mm.
It's good, but it could be scary.
Yeah.
Because then you don't necessarily know, like, you don't know how your group in that moment is going to respond.
Mm-hmm.
And are they going to respond in a way that you're, you know, like that you feel prepared as a facilitator to then facilitate? And then it kind of brings back to, like, one of our values, right? Humble learner.
Yeah.
You know, it, like, brings us right back to that, like, but do I always have to have the answer? Or can I, like, walk alongside people even as I'm in that facilitator role? Like, learn together.
Yeah. And that ties in well with me, the idea of service.
Yeah.
Right? Walking alongside someone, supporting someone, being supported by someone, like, just this mutuality.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Thy Kingdom Pod from TMS Global. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, or check out our website at tms-global.org. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast here so you don't miss a new episode. Till next time.